ready. I was fucking born ready.
No, you weren't. You didn't know you were doing this when you were born.
You know what? Fucking buzzkill.
Hey everyone, this is Roger.
And this is Allie, and you're listening to the Work Week Wrap-Up.
We're going to get together at the end of each week and wrap up our weeks. Talk about what's been going on in our lives and catch up.
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah.
So last week didn't happen.
No, last week I had people lined up to be on with me. Mm-hmm. And over the course of the day I found out somebody didn't feel well. Two people got swamped with work. Somebody was prepping to go on vacation. Somebody mm-hmm. was already on vacation. It just didn't happen.
Yeah. That is life.
Yeah.
So it's okay. 1 week missed. It's not the end of the world.
No.
No.
We won't do it again.
Probably.
We'll try.
Not to. So yeah, so what's new in the world?
The reason why I had to get people was because you weren't here.
Yes. After work, I went straight to New Jersey. That was super fun driving after like a 9-hour day. And I didn't leave till 5.
Of course.
Yeah. So I went home, stayed with my mom Friday night, and then Saturday went to see my grandma. Mm-hmm. She wasn't doing too well a couple weeks ago, so since her surgery, she's been doing a lot better.
That's good.
Yeah, so that was really nice to see. I think she's been having some hard days. You know, it's definitely like she broke her femur.
Ooh.
Yeah, it was, like, really bad, too. And so at one point, they were like, oh, she's never gonna, like, you know, get out of a wheelchair. You know, like, that's how bad it was. And they thought, like, she would have to be on, like, a respirator because her breathing was so bad. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it just seemed like a bunch of really bad situations for any person. So, thankfully, after the surgery, things kind of, like, took an uptick.
Well, that's good.
Yeah. So she stayed a lot longer in the ICU than they thought, but what was it? The Wednesday before I went, Wednesday or Thursday before I went out last weekend, they moved her to rehab, so that was good.
Good.
And it was one she's been at before, which is nice. So she's kind of familiar. Yeah. She's a crazy roommate.
Oh.
She's very vocal.
I know somebody else who's very vocal.
Yeah. Not crazy, though. Well, not to that
that's
extent.
Debatable.
Yeah, it was, I don't know, like, I'm pretty sure she might have had, like, Lewy body dementia, because she kept saying things that, like, weren't there. Like, and usually with Lewy body, you get, like, delusions and stuff like that. And, you'll see things that aren't there.
Like, what?
So, like, she kept talking about pancakes that, like, weren't there. And just, like, how her son was, like, coming right back. And, you know, so it was, like, dementia, but, like, they apparently, like, hadn't seen her son in, like, years or something. I don't know. Which was, like, really sad.
Mm.
But, yeah, she just kept, like, getting really mad at my grandma because supposedly my grandma stole her pancakes.
Okay.
Yeah. My grandma didn't eat any pancakes.
Wow. Are you sure? Were you there?
No, but my grandma doesn't really like pancakes, so.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, you can assume that she did.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. So, that was fun. But yeah, I got to see her, so that was really nice. It's always hard dealing with somebody's mortality.
Yes.
And then I basically was in Jersey for 24 hours.
Right, because you were back on Sunday, which...
Saturday night, I came back.
Right.
Yeah.
But I was talking to John on Sunday and didn't realize that you were back.
Yeah, I slept in really late. So I woke up while you guys were doing stuff.
Yeah, but I mean, you were driving back Saturday night, so it's allowed to wake up late.
Yeah.
It's allowed.
For sure. It definitely was not a fun drive. So many Connecticut people. Your people are ridiculous.
Okay. I mean...
No, it was just the merit was really...
The merit is always really...
I don't know. Sometimes I take the merit, and I have very minimal bad experiences. Like, a couple of people that won't get out of the left lane. And for anybody that hasn't been on the merit, it's basically this highway in eastern Connecticut. No, is it? Yeah.
Weston.
Is it really west?
Yeah, it's Weston.
It's not like west.
Yeah,
it goes into
New York.
Is it west of the center of Connecticut?
Yeah.
Oh, okay,
yeah.
Well, alright.
Goes
I need to look
New
at
York.
A map. Yeah, I guess I just never realized how far it was. Well, anyway, it's a pretty major highway other than 95 to go through Connecticut. And
fairly. I mean, it's only a 2-lane each way.
Right, so
it's
one of those...
major, but it's not like a regular road either.
It's right, it's majorly used.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I mean, I guess. Yeah, it's
high
not...
High traffic,
tons of accidents. So I used to describe the Merritt as basically a windy trail of death with kamikaze deer.
Yeah, sounds about right.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's where we were when we had our accident.
Yeah. It's super windy for people that don't know. And then on top of it, there's like barely any streetlights in a lot of it. I think they've put in more in the last couple of years, but there's some parts that are just, like, dark.
I don't remember the last time we drove it that late at night that the lights would affect it. I don't even know if there are lights. I couldn't see.
No, there's pretty much not.
I know that for long stretches there aren't lights, but I don't know if they've added any or... I mean, the rest stops, there's some. But.
Yeah, for sure. But the rest stops are like, you know, life and death getting on and off anyway.
There's no ramp to get yourself in.
No, it's just like, go! Hopefully no one like hits you from behind. And and then the other thing is, since there's basically two lanes and there's very few pull-offs, there's like never any cops. So everyone goes like 80, 90 miles an hour, myself included.
Accurate statement.
Yeah, which is not the safest thing considering like a lot of those turns are like 40 miles per hour max.
Yep.
But so many people, like, you know, it's just one of those highways that everyone wants to go fast on because it honestly, I save probably like 20 minutes taking the Merritt.
Sure.
No matter what.
Like you said, it's because there's not really anywhere to pull off. If there is a cop on there, they're not going to pull you over.
No.
And if they tried it, you're going to end up going off the next exit because
right.
there's nowhere to pull off. So
yeah.
If there's not even a cop on the road, people
just
speed.
Fly.
Yep.
Yeah. And it's one of those things too where there's always a few people that just like don't understand the Merritt because they clearly are not familiar with the, I don't know. You know how like when you go to certain places, there's just people know like the unspoken rules of it.
Sure, yeah.
Okay, it's like people traveling the Merritt on a regular or more often than a tourist would.
Right.
No, get the fuck out of the left lane.
Well, I mean, for the most part, when I go down the Merritt, I just stay in the right lane because I don't want to deal with having to get in and out of traffic when I get to my exit or when I'm merging in, so I just stay in the right lane and deal with it. But,
I don't have the patience.
Yeah, I know. You drive like a maniac.
That's an overstatement. I would
say... Okay, you just speed a lot.
Yeah, I mean, but I'm... So, like, John sometimes definitely gets weary driving with me because I tailgate a lot. But I like to say I'm an expert tailgater is how I describe it. Of course, he says no tailgater is a good tailgater, but...
I agree with John on that one.
Yeah, I mean, and that's what the cops would say. But, you know, tomato, tomato. I've thankfully, God forbid, never gotten in a big accident like that, so. Knock, knock. So, yeah, but, I definitely speed a lot, and I was really angry that Saturday. I don't know why, but for some reason, I was just so angry to be driving, and so, like, everyone felt my wrath on the Merritt. So
why didn't you just stay till Sunday morning?
I think I just wanted to be back so I could sleep in and just do all the shit I need to do on Sundays. I'm a creature of habit. I have to do certain things on Sundays. Like do my laundry.
Okay.
Go food shopping. All that. Jazz. Yeah. Anyway. So what'd you guys do last weekend?
I took Kennedy out most of Saturday. Was that last weekend?
Might have been. I don't know. Wasn't really around.
Was 2 weekends ago Labor Day?
More than that.
No. Oh, then it wasn't. Okay, I don't remember what I did last weekend. It was 2 weekends ago that I took Kennedy for a long drive. But and that Bree had some time to go hiking. I don't remember what we did last weekend. I feel like I did some stuff with Kennedy and Bree went out, but I don't remember what.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't as long as the weekend before.
Yes, that's probably true. So, I think this happened last weekend, which you can probably talk about, right?
It happened a week and a half ago.
Yeah, but you didn't get to talk about it.
No,
because we
didn't have an episode last week.
That's right. So for people that don't know, which means you're living under a fucking rock, because it means everywhere. Social media, websites, it's everywhere.
Advertising.
Yes. So the new Apple X iPhone is there. iPhone X, whatever. Organization of those words.
Yes, correct. iPhone X.
So what are the new things with it?
Well, so first they came out with the iPhone 8 and the iPhone 8 Plus, which are
right.
basically the iPhone 7 and 7 Plus, which is what I have, with a glass back and a little bit of improvement on the internal parts. I didn't check to see if the camera was better, but I assume it is.
I think I read something about the camera.
But it's basically their next incremental upgrade.
Mm-hmm.
It has wireless charging capabilities, which is first for an iPhone. It's got a better processor, it's basically their normal incremental upgrade. They added a few things.
Right.
They didn't change the size of it. They just went and moved on.
How come they didn't do a 9? They just went to like X.
Well, so this year is the 10th anniversary of the iPhone.
Oh.
So the
gotcha.
Special thing that they announced that was not just the incremental upgrade was the iPhone X.
Right.
X, for those that don't know, is the Roman numeral for 10.
Mm-hmm.
And that phone is, it's only a little bit bigger than actually the phone that you're looking at right now, which is a 6 or a 6S. It's 6S. It's only a little bit bigger than that in terms of physical size,
mm-hmm.
but the screen fills the glass. So the screen size is actually about the same size as my phone.
Oh.
It doesn't have a home button anymore.
Right, I did read that.
It does facial recognition. Which people freaked out about because, like, anybody could just pick up your phone and make it unlock by having you look at it. But it won't unlock if you're asleep. So if your eyes are closed, it doesn't unlock.
So what if somebody broke into my house and taped my eyes open?
I think I have not read all the details on it, but I heard, and I could be wrong on this, I heard if you blink.
You have to blink.
It registers when you blink.
Oh, that's smart. Because that's probably what they said in the meeting. Like, hey, what if some psychopath wanted to, like, go in and tie you up and tape your eyes open?
Right.
Oh, well, Bob, that's a good idea.
So it doesn't have a home button. It's all...
It's gestures, right?
Gestures and force touch and...
Which is, like, what that MacBook Pros went to
yep,
years ago.
Yep. And the new MacBooks have a better glass... touchpad
that
does more gestures. And, they have the sensor bar at the top,
yeah.
but that's different.
Well, it seems cool, though.
It is, but it's not related to the iPhone, though.
I know. I'm too poor to get any of those, so.
It's got a great camera, and the processor in the iPhone X is absolutely fantastic. That it has its own core or something. I have to read more on this, because I didn't actually watch the keynote, but it has its own core or something that does augmented reality
mm-hmm.
better than anything has done augmented reality so far.
Which is crazy. Because that's not really a thing people play with regularly. I would
no,
say, like, mass consumers.
It's becoming more and more popular.
Sure, yeah. But, I mean, like, something like the iPhone where, you know, everyone has Snapchat, right? They download Snapchat and everybody uses that and they have those filters, right?
Right.
I mean, this is just another level of something that, yes, there is a huge group of people that definitely use them, but it's not the mass consumers.
Well, so Snapchat is definitely, for the most part, a specific age range of people.
Yeah.
That are using that, and
right.
it is just changing the way your face looks
mm-hmm.
when you do a selfie. And now
yeah.
the iPhone X does that, but
plus
it doesn't just change the way your it doesn't like add things to your face. It actually changes your face. It makes
right.
like a cartoon character that follows
right.
your motions.
Like a green screen, like Avatar.
Kind of.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. But it also does augmented reality very much like. What Pokemon Go does, which came out last year and
right.
was huge when it came out because
it
will show you the world around you through your camera and then just put things in front of the world.
Mm-hmm.
And the video I saw of the augmented reality on the iPhone X blows that away.
Right. Yeah, there's a picture of the dinosaur.
Yes, on a basketball court.
Yeah, like just, you know, just having fun on whatever
yeah.
island, Jurassic Island. Playing basketball.
Sure. Yeah. So
yeah,
it'd
really
be
cool.
Interesting to see how developers use that those tools for their apps.
Mm-hmm.
You know, how will Snapchat improve with the new facial features that can
right.
be used with the iPhone, where it just replaces you with a dog instead of just adding dog ears and a nose?
Right.
You know, and then.
And from there, like, what else?
What
know?
Other games are going to come out and have augmented reality? Virtual reality has been coming along the last few years too, but augmented reality is kind of that in between that people
are more comfortable with.
That, and it's more affordable because your phone does it. You
right.
already have a phone. You don't have to go out and buy some device to stick to your head
right.
to do virtual reality, which
and
costs hundreds of dollars.
And hopefully not be any near any sharp objects or
right.
dips in.
Yeah, don't trip over a table or something. But with augmented reality, you're still seeing what's around you.
Right.
It's not replacing what's around you. It's just adding to it.
Right. Which is pretty cool. But so as cool as everything is, of course, it comes with the biggest price tag
yes.
of all of the iPhones.
Yep.
It's just under $1,000.
That's if you get the 64 gig.
Well, how much? So
if you get the 256, it's $1,150.
Oh, yeah. Oh, okay. Wow. Jeez. I would kill just to have 64 gigs, to be honest, at
mm-hmm.
this point, since I have quite minimal and it drives me insane. I need to break my phone.
What? No comment.
No comment. But, yeah, so, it looks really cool. I clearly will not get one. I know a lot of people that they are that guy that, like, just buys a new iPhone every year, which I think is ridiculous.
Well, so we, for the last couple of years, we've done the, we're on Verizon, so we do the Verizon Edge. So we
yeah.
make a monthly payment, and after 12 months and 12 payments, you can trade in your phone if it's in good condition and just get the new phone and continue paying your
right.
contract. The jump in price for the new phones would raise our Verizon bill a decent amount. Not
right.
not a ton. It would probably raise it like $30. So wait until these phones go off contract. And
right.
that, it's another year, so those prices will come down.
Right.
You know.
Yeah. No, but I mean, I have friends that like will put in like their old pre-orders.
That's what we did last year.
That's crazy. I don't know. I just find that crazy. I just can't think of spending that much money on a phone. That concept just doesn't... I know a lot of people are into
well,
that.
So that's why we did the Edge one. We're not spending that up front. We're just...
Right.
And
that's true.
I mean, we pay... We are grandfathered into an older plan. So our line is like $15 a line plus the cost
mm-hmm.
of the phone. And plus the cost of data.
Yeah.
So it's not... I think we're paying like $38 a month for the phone.
Oh.
Which, I mean,
yeah.
for 12 months and then you trade it in, or for 24 months and then you own the phone, you know. Whatever the cost is. I forget what the exact numbers are, but it's like that. It's not like we're paying $100 a month for the phone. We're paying less than $50 a month for the phone, plus we're paying for our line and data.
Yeah.
So.
Well, either way, it'll be really cool. Well, if you guys get that, I'm going to steal one to play with and check it out.
I think at this point, it'll probably be next year.
Yeah.
We'll wait till those prices come down a little bit and then
do it.
That
makes sense. So, speaking of technology.
Yep.
Did you see the new Facebook stuff?
Define new Facebook stuff.
So, the rules that they're quote-unquote making around, election advertisements.
I saw that there was some stuff about that. I didn't actually read into it.
Yeah. So, and I don't want to go into, like, huge political stuff, but it's more, like, interesting how... So I read another article a couple weeks ago about Google and how, because of their monopoly, they're, you know, basically ruining fair trade and all this other stuff. And I'm like, yeah, I mean, in theory, yes. Like, they definitely do a couple shady things, and they do have a monopoly, and, I mean... I don't know what else to say about that. But, you know, they're just making the argument that Silicon Valley is gaining so much power in the world that it's a little bit terrifying. And so, in a sense that they're controlling so much of the market just based on, like, financials and their impact. Does that make sense?
Okay.
So, anyway.
I mean, you said you started that with, I read this article about, and then... just said that.
Okay, sorry. Yeah. Anyway.
Where was that going?
Yeah. So basically, so Facebook, you know, there's the whole side issue with people thinking, you know, Russia put ads in to change the election
yep.
results and all that stuff. Okay. Which
I did see an article about that and them working the FBI.
Right, and I won't get into all that. But so, you know, there's this whole thing on Facebook, like, why do you not have policies that, you know, help protect, you know, fair democracy and everything like that? And they were very adamant at the time to just be like, it's not, you know, that's not our place. And they were kind of trying to step back from it
mm-hmm.
and not really take the blame that there was a lapse in their, you know, algorithms and everything that didn't catch this.
Sure, okay.
So now Mark Zuckerberg has basically announced that they're going to be doing this extreme vetting, basically, of electoral advertisements in the hopes that it has to be more transparent. So in the sense of, you know, how it usually says, like, paid for by blah, 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 at the end of some advertisement.
Right,
you know,
all
TV.
The commercials and everything, yeah.
Right, so it's like the same thing on, like, a web advertisement. They put that at the bottom.
Yeah, fine print at the bottom, yeah.
So now they're saying that they want to implement a rule that not only do they have to have that, but then you have to be able to access, like, the Facebook page that's promoting this and see every other advertisement that they're posting. Because people on Facebook will generally do a post towards a certain type of population and then another one geared, the same product, but geared towards, you know, another population based on design and words and whatever else you use. So they're saying that that's great and everything that they want to do that. So people can see, hey, is this actually like really towards me or are they just trying to sell me this with, because they have 10 other of the same ads.
So the idea I get is what I'm getting is the idea is they make all these ads and you may see an ad that's geared towards a population that's not you. But you can click on this and say, oh, yes, they are gearing this towards me as well. I just didn't happen to see
no,
it.
No, vice versa. So it's like the ones that you see on Facebook are generally geared towards you because of the algorithms.
Okay.
So this is saying that when people are assuming that, you know, an article or a website or whatever it is like, I mean, if politically it's leaning towards, like, I don't know, Bob's running for Democratic candidate and he's awesome and he's going to change the world, right? And then there's another one to some other group that says something like completely different because it's geared towards that population. But they're not the same. They're basically faking that they give a shit about you. You know what I mean?
Okay.
They're just trying to sell their product.
Yeah.
So it's the whole thing of, you know, you have a computer, right? And then you make it pink for girls and blue for boys. But you really don't care who fucking buys it because you just want them to buy it.
Right, yeah, okay.
So you just make it towards that person.
Sure,
so,
and they're doing the same thing with advertisements.
Right, and then so, but the problem was, apparently, that they're saying, hey, that's great and everything, that's going to be really fucking hard to try to navigate and actually implement, and because they said that it was estimated that for the Trump campaign, they had a variation of between 40 to 50,000 advertisements running during the campaign. Like, can you imagine having to scroll through on Facebook
yeah,
page 40,000 advertisements? I mean, it's, like, great, but nobody's going to fucking do that.
No.
And nor is that, like, realistic.
Right.
So it's, like, okay, I think it's great that you're trying to be the good guy and act like you're going to be this big entrepreneur of transparency and save democracy, but that's not it's not functional.
Well, I guess it depends. I mean, for the national election, sure. But for local elections, it's probably not that bad.
I don't know. I mean, at the same time, it depends how much money somebody has.
That's very true. Very true.
So, I mean, like, somebody could, you know, if you think about the Green Party, right? We talked about that a long time ago. And I'm sorry I'm getting into politics, but, you know, like, they don't have as much funding as somebody that's Republican or Democrat just because of their platform.
Right. Yeah.
So
they won't have as many advertisements.
Right. So, yeah, so it was just kind of interesting. And then, so it's blowing up into this whole thing now that basically Facebook is trying to be the FEC, right? And try to be big brother, in a sense, to all these bad things in the world, but really they're not going to change anything. And so, I don't know, so it was just interesting.
I feel like the easiest solution would just be no political posts.
Right? Wouldn't that be great? I could actually, like, have other friends on Facebook.
Yeah. Can mark things as political, and then they get not deleted. And
Or you have, like, a political filter.
Or that.
Yeah.
That would work, yeah.
Like, you just, it's either on or off.
Right, and then the algorithm can read through all the posts on Facebook everywhere and see what's relative to being political and
just
apply that filter.
Yeah. Yeah. I would have loved that last year. I lost a lot of friends that way. Oh, well. But anyway, yeah, so it was just, again, like, feeding into the fact that, you know, Facebook is this entire entity that, in theory, could take on something like that, but then they're the ones monitoring election stuff, not an actual, like, third-party agency of the federal government.
Sure.
Which is what's bringing concern to people.
I can see that.
That you're giving a tech giant that much power in democracy? Like, is that safe? We haven't gone down. I mean, it's uncharted territory in
some ways. We've never gone in that direction because we've never really had the technology to go in that direction.
Right.
But we're growing in that.
Yeah.
And so
it's crazy. Well, I guess we'll find out if we don't blow each other up.
Yes.
Yes. Or drown or burn alive or many of the other things that are going on to people right now.
Get blown away.
Yeah. Do you hear, I can't believe Puerto Rico, so Marie, we were just talking about this. So, all the hurricanes, 2 weeks ago we talked about Irma.
Yep, and then there was Jose. But
then there was Jose.
I don't know how much.
Jose wasn't as bad.
No.
Because it slowed down quite a bit.
Yeah.
So it wasn't as devastating. It was definitely still not great right after another storm, and it increased the flooding, but it didn't do nearly as much damage at all. But then Maria came.
Right, and that was
just
the other day.
Yeah, and so the entire island of Puerto Rico is without power.
For a few months.
4 to 6, they estimate.
Yeah.
Which is insane. Like, I can't imagine not having power for that long.
I'm curious as to what happened that...
Well, they have
requires...
one... They have one provider.
Right. But did, like...
Flooding.
Okay, I understand
yeah.
there's flooding. I understand there's flooding. But, like... What damage happened that's going to take 4 to 6 months to repair? You know, that's what I'm curious about.
Yeah.
How?
Well, they probably first never had underground power lines.
And how did they not have a backup?
Right? Well, that was definitely hindsight's 2020 there.
Yes. That, and, you know, build it on a hill so that it's above flooding.
Yeah.
And, you know.
I mean, yeah, it's definitely crazy if you think
like
about it.
The power lines that run into town near our house are at the top of the hill that we live on.
Right.
No risk of them being flooded because we're 100-something feet above sea level. So.
Well, I mean, the thing is not even just power lines being flooded, it's being knocked down. Because if you have these winds going and all the debris
that's,
in the air...
Yes, yes, absolutely.
That,
but, I mean, I'm assuming they have a power plant of some sort on the island.
Right.
So, what did the entire plant get taken out?
Apparently. I mean, it's not much of a diverse geographical island to any extent. There's some hills and stuff, but it's not like...
Yes, yeah.
It's not
true.
Like the Appalachians.
No, no.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, to be honest, it's going to be one of those things where they just post all the really bad pictures, but they never really tell you the answers to those kinds of things.
Yeah.
They don't care. They're just like, oh, this is terrible. Actually, speaking of advertising and... whatnot.
Okay.
There was another interesting article about how media always portrays natural disasters as war. And it's like, we're obvious, people see this and you know what's happening. Because they say this battle with Mother Nature, or they say, you know, that, you know, it's barreling through and it's devastating. And all these words that there's other words that I can't think of right now, but, you know, ones that you would talk about with the war on terrorism, basically filling in for how Mother Nature is.
Okay. Well, I mean, we're talking about media outlets here. They probably have a very limited vocabulary.
Right. Well, it's more for the fact of so they can paint a picture and actually make something of natural disasters to fill in the news. Because if you make it something like human nature is battling, you know, Mother Nature, and when somebody helps out, you see the best in human nature. So Mother Nature's, so you have a good guy and a bad guy.
Sure.
And that's what people want. Is a good guy and a bad guy.
Yep. You know what the good guy would be? Climate change.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, if we actually paid attention to that as a society, I mean, I know there are a lot of people that are fully behind it, but the government clearly isn't. And if we were, we could mitigate some of this stuff.
Well, and that's the thing.
I mean, we wouldn't completely get rid of hurricanes, but we might be able to be better prepared or reduce our carbon emissions so that they're not as bad.
Yeah, and then have time to build infrastructure to, to deal with those things.
Right.
But yeah, but I mean, when you're, when the media is constantly saying, making it seem like Mother Nature is just a bad guy, like, this is just how Mother Nature is, and she gets really pissed off sometimes.
Right.
It's so much
more
than that.
It's not feeding into climate change at all.
Right. It's just saying there's good and bad, not, hey, we need to come together and not just, like, say, oh, you guys are helping your neighbors out. That's really awesome, and you're so good. It's like, do that, and then, like, riot for climate change.
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, so it's just crazy. But it's, yeah, really sad. And a couple of the other Caribbean islands are totally out of power, too.
Yes.
It's, yeah, I just can't. I can't even imagine. What the fuck do you do in the 21st century without power for 5 to 6 months?
I couldn't tell you. Not a clue.
It's so sad, though, right?
Yeah.
I mean, we can deal with a little bit of power, you know, in a snowstorm or whatever.
Yeah, you lose it for a day or two.
Right. Oh, you don't have your phone or whatever. Read a fucking book. Like,
yeah.
I don't have that many books that, like, would last me 4 to 6 months. And, like, all that time, free time. I would go insane, I think. It's just crazy. Crazy, crazy. But, yeah, so hopefully there's only a couple more weeks of hurricane season.
Yeah, we should be getting through it about now. It's today. Today's the equinox.
Oh, that's right. It's the 22nd.
It is.
It was this afternoon.
It's the 22nd, and it's our 20th episode.
Oh, shit!
Not that those numbers are the same, but it's the equinox, and it's the 20th episode.
Cool.
Only because we didn't record last
week. Should we do some, like, Wiccan thing?
No.
No?
No.
Okay.
Don't.
There was a BuzzFeed video of... I just find BuzzFeed videos so entertaining.
Well, they are.
They are. Like, honestly, they are so good at finding, like, nonsense news that you're just like, wow, I actually wanted to know that. Like, you know what I mean?
You didn't know you wanted to know it until you started watching the video, but once you started watching, you're like, yeah, I want to know that.
Like, the Try Guys are probably one of my favorite groups. Like, they just, oh, yeah, I want to see, like, a couple guys, like, try to do drag for a week and see what happens, or, like, wear heels all night, and, or whatever else, all the nonsense they do. Yeah, so there was a BuzzFeed video of a Satanist and a Christian were handcuffed for 24 hours.
Oh. Okay.
It was just basically like, this is what happens when a Satanist and a Christian are handcuffed for 24 hours.
What happened?
So they both seemed like cool people. It was one girl, she kind of had like red hair. It wasn't like stereotypical like goth or anything like that. If anything, she looked like pretty geeky. She had like a Zelda shirt, you know, stuff like that. But and then the guy who was Christian was very, like, stereotypical-looking white Christian.
Okay.
But he was super down-to-earth and open to all this, which was great. So they got handcuffed, and they actually had to sleep in the same bed. So that was kind of funny.
They didn't just stay awake for 24 hours?
No. Like, can you imagine, like, trying to roll over and you just, like, pull the other person with you? Like,
roll the other way.
Snuggle. So she took him to like a Satanist party. I was kind of disappointed because it only went a little into like what they believe in, but it seemed for me more like Wiccan based than Satanist.
Okay, sure. That sounds, based on what you started with, that sounds more like what I was expecting.
Right, yeah, because, so, like, they did, like, tarot readings and stuff like that. Yeah, okay. And so, and then I was like, oh, wow, I guess, like, possibly Satanism is totally misunderstood. Maybe they're more intertwined in that towards, you know, like Wiccan pagan stuff, maybe, rather than like we want the devil and everything to burn. So the Christian dude was a good sport. He like went, he got really drunk with them. So then she was really hungover, and then they went to church, and she was just like, this is so long. And she got really mad because he went to go, like, put his hands up to praise God, and he was like, "You praise God," and she's like, "No, you took my hand with you." But it seemed like, yeah, it was just kind of funny, and it ended well, but there wasn't any, you know, other crazy stuff that happened. It was just really funny. I think it would have been more funny if they found, like, two really annoying people.
Yes.
Like super Christian, just, like, thinks that she's the devil incarnate or something. Tries to, like, exercise her at night, like, when she's sleeping. that would probably not end well.
No, definitely not.
But anyway, that was my video of the day, which I should find my weird news of the day.
Trying to think of what I obviously worked a lot this week. Oh, I last week started teaching again.
Awesome!
After hours classes. Mm-hmm. So I've been through 4 classes now.
How's that?
I mean, I'm teaching adult education, so I have a bunch of adults. They're there because they want to learn, because they want to know the topic material. First week was intro to word, second week was intermediate word.
Mm-hmm.
So they're there because they want to learn the material.
Right.
And for the most part, they're all about, yeah, I'm going to pay attention and try and pick up all these things that you're telling me.
Mm-hmm.
I had somebody sign up for intermediate word that didn't sign up for intro to word, that definitely needed something before intro to word.
Yeah. So, don't think they understand that, like, intro doesn't mean you've never used it. It just means you're really bad at it.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, so I told the, I don't want to call her secretary because I don't think that's her position. She's not receptionist either, but she does, like, everything.
Mm.
She's, like, the assistant.
She's the office manager.
Sure.
Program manager.
Don't put manager on that.
Okay. Program liaison.
Sure. We can go with that. Perfect. I told her about that person that signed up for the intermediate class, which, I mean, she knew,
mm-hmm.
but I said, okay, this person definitely needed to do something before intro. And she goes, I think for next semester, I'm going to put on the intermediate word and the intermediate Excel classes, you have to take the intro class first.
Right.
And I was like, that's probably a good idea.
Like, unless you can, like, do certain things. Like,
yeah, but we don't have a way of testing people before they come in.
So,
if you're going to take intermediate, you have to take the intro first.
Mm. I mean, yeah.
Because I teach intro to Word, intermediate Word, intro to Excel, intermediate Excel, and then intro to PowerPoint, intro to Access.
That's good. I had
amongst other things, too.
Right.
But those are the first 6 weeks I teach.
Yeah. Which is great, because, honestly, there's not enough of those classes, like, kind of by where I live.
Once you get out of high school, there really aren't any of those classes.
That's true, because people are like, either you do them for, like, the really old people, not necessarily the people that just didn't have a computer growing up, or, you know, just were in that gap between, like, the baby boomers and
for
millennials.
For the next, like, 10 years, you're still going to have people that are in that gap, but at some point the technology adult ed classes are going to be obsolete, because everybody's growing up with it nowadays.
Yeah. Well, even, I mean, if you think about it, even some of our colleagues that are our age, late 20s, early 30s, even some that are even mid-20s, right? 80s, 90s kids, there's still some of them that can't use the same software at the same level.
But they're better than this person that was in my class.
Okay. Yeah, they're one step up from intro. But they would definitely need an intermediate course, I think.
But that's, I mean, to be fair, the intermediate stuff is not stuff that you're going to use every day.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the intro stuff is stuff you're going to use every day. And if you
right.
can get through the intro class and you know all that stuff, you're good to work.
Right.
It's the one-off projects where they say, I need you to make a spreadsheet that does this, that you're like, I've never done that before.
Mm-hmm.
That's the kind of stuff we do in the intermediate classes.
I
can
do that.
And that's the kind of stuff that's like, you're going to learn for this one thing and you may never use again.
Dude. Can people that don't live in your town take it?
I don't see why not.
I don't know. Some towns are like that. Where
I can ask.
Yeah. You should ask. I would actually be totally down to take that.
Which one?
Intermediate.
Intermediate what?
Like Excel or something?
Good. Because intermediate Word just finished yesterday.
Well, I'm pretty sure I'm good with Word.
Okay.
I've been using Word for quite a long time. No, with Excel, I'm so bad at, like, Okay, the one phrase that terrifies me, pivot tables.
That's advanced. We don't get into that.
Okay, so now I need advanced, apparently.
We don't get into pivot tables.
Oh, my God. It's like the bane of my existence when somebody brings that up. Like,
yeah,
why?
And we have a coworker that absolutely loves pivot tables. And
why? Oh, do you want to explain what pivot tables?
So
pivot
tables are actually very useful if you know how to manipulate them correctly.
Right.
Because they take multiple pieces of information. It's like when you have when you're doing like a bar graph or a chart or a line chart or something,
mm-hmm.
you have a few pieces of information that are somehow categorized together and you put it into an image. And that's your chart.
Mm-hmm.
Pivot tables take data that may not necessarily relate. And in some cases, for example, you may have a list of addresses, and they're all in three different states.
Right.
You can use a pivot table to tell you how many addresses you have in each state without actually having to look at each address and count them.
Right.
Because it finds those filters and just does them for you.
Right.
And things like that, where it can take multiple different pieces of information and do multiple different types of filters to give you totals and quantities
mm-hmm.
and all these other things. And it can be very useful depending on what you need it for, but sometimes it's overkill.
Right. Yeah, I would agree. I just think that a lot of people, like, once you know pivot tables, everyone expects you to do them because it makes it easier for other people.
Yes, because they're like, I don't want to do it, you can do it.
Yeah, and the fact being that then when they look at whatever the information is, they're like, oh good, my information's right there. I don't have to, you know, dig for things.
Right.
Oh god.
I can do pivot tables. I don't. Try not to. There are other ways to do just about everything, and I will
do
them.
I've done a couple, but I'm not great at them. I need, like, a step-by-step guide when I do them, and then I regret doing them.
Well, yes.
Just a given. Well, I'm glad the classes are going well, except for that one person. Are you going to bump them down? Like, can you do that? Like, tell
no.
them you shouldn't be in this class?
No. I mean, they paid for it.
Yeah.
They paid for it. They want to take it. And after last night's class, they said they learned something.
Well, that's good.
So.
Hope.
But it's done now, so.
Yeah.
Next week will be Intro to Excel.
Oh, that's cool.
And most of the students I had for Word are taking, I think five students that are taking the certification course, which is all of the courses.
Mm-hmm.
And I've got one student that's taking all of Word and all of Excel.
Cool.
So
that's kind of neat.
So
I know somebody that's
a core group that I'll have for the next few weeks.
Right. I know somebody that's doing, they're older and they would always annoy me to help them with Excel stuff or just like everything, basically anything. And I finally got to the point where I told them, like, I can't use all my time with helping you. Like, I just physically cannot do this.
Mm-hmm.
And they got, like, kind of mad at me at first, but I was like, look, you need to go and learn this, because every time otherwise, you're just going to call me and be like, I need, show me how to do this, and it's the easiest things, right? Like, where did the screen go?
Right.
And it's just...
minimized.
Yeah, like, God. Yeah, it was stuff like that all the time. And so, apparently now she's taking an adult ed class locally.
Good.
And
awesome.
She said, she's like, I know how to do this stuff, and this and that, and she's telling me all the things she can do, and I was like, good on you.
Awesome.
Good on you, yeah. I like when older people take the initiative to really learn things.
So I teach, other than the office classes I teach Intro to iOS, Intermediate
mm-hmm.
iOS, Cloud Computing. I teach a class called Effective Computing and the Internet, which is basically how to manage your files effectively so you can find things and how to be safe on the internet.
Ah.
Don't get a virus.
Yeah.
If you're going to put your photos on your computer, organize them by date.
Or something.
Or event or something,
so
that you know where they are, you know, that kind of stuff.
I should do that with my MacBook.
Oh, I teach a Mac OS class too. But
yeah.
Some of those classes I don't teach if I don't get any people enrolled, obviously. Or if there's not enough people enrolled. For each class I teach, they pay me an hourly rate, and most of the classes are 2 days. Some of them are 1 day. So they figure out how much they have to pay me, and they know how much they charge the students to take the class, and if they don't have enough students to cover my pay, they don't run the class, which is fine.
Yeah, that makes sense.
The only exception to that is if somebody signs up for the office certification class because they are trying to get a certificate at the end. They run all
what
six
is
classes.
What's that like for?
It's just basically saying that you've taken office classes and understand how to use office.
Is that for like jobs?
Yeah, you can.
Oh,
you can
okay.
say I took an office certification class.
Uh-huh.
And resume
I feel like that's definitely not our generation.
No.
Because they just assume.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
I
never thought about that.
I've been teaching office for so long, I don't even need the materials anymore. I use them because I give handouts to the students.
Right.
So they can take stuff home and practice, but I don't necessarily need it.
Mm-hmm.
What else? Oh, so yeah, so if somebody, if even just one person signs up for the certification course, they run all six of those classes, but the rest of the classes, they need, most of them need two or three people to sign up before they're running. So.
That's not too bad. It's exciting. I feel like I should give back like that. Probably not going to. I don't have the patience.
It's a couple hours twice a week.
Yeah, but like...
And I get paid for it. I'm not volunteering.
No offense.
I'm not volunteering.
Even getting paid for something like that, I don't know if I would have the demeanor. I don't know. Something of those words.
Desire? Drive?
No. Like the capacity to be that patient.
Oh, it takes a lot of patience.
Yeah. Yeah, that I don't have.
No, you're right. You don't have it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but what else happened in the world? Oh, weird news.
Yes, weird news, and then...
We need to make a jingle for that. I want a jingle.
Okay, I'll think about it. I'll see if I can find
it. We just play it like...
I'll just insert it before...
Yeah.
Every time you say weird news, I'll answer it.
Yeah.
And then we'll wrap up.
Wrap up the wrap up, as always. Yeah. So in Tennessee, the cops are telling everyone to please stop calling 911 to report a gruesome decapitated body.
I'm assuming it's a Halloween decoration.
It is. So it's a guy.
Oh my goodness. That's awesome.
Yeah. I feel like I wish I was this smart. So someone has a, garage door that goes down, and they decided to fill up some jeans and a shirt and stick it on half of the outside of the garage door and then put tons of fake blood so it looks like someone was cut in half. And I guess the town is basically saying that they've been getting, for like 2 weeks now, insane amount of calls about like, oh my god, this person's been decapitated. Like, da-da. And they're just like, no, hang up.
It's a Halloween direct version. Leave me alone. Click.
Right? Oh, God, it's not a dead body. I'm surprised that at that point they don't just tell the homeowner, like, hey, like,
can you
really help us out. Yeah. Like, beware. Halloween.
Not dead.
Yeah. So that's kind of entertaining. I wish they did more stuff like that. Like, people did really good Halloween decorations. You don't see that anymore. It's the stupid, like, blow-ups.
Because that's easy. Three puts out Halloween decorations.
That's
but
good.
We don't have any, like, big stuff. There's, like, a couple signs and stuff that go outside and fall stuff, but nothing like that that we do outside. Also, Kennedy's three. We don't need to scare the crap out of our three.
I don't know. Builds character. Growing up, we had two houses down from us and across. I don't remember their names, of course, but, and for some reason this always got me, because it happened every year.
Okay.
So he would dress up as a scarecrow, and it was so good, and he had a couple, like, on the lawn, in chairs, or standing up, or whatever, and so he decided to sit like one in a chair, and when you came by, you wouldn't realize it, because he just looked like all the other scarecrows, and he would just jump at you and scare the crap out of you.
And you never learned.
No, and then sometimes it would be, like, he'd cover himself with, like, a bunch of leaves to look like he's, like, his, you know, like, a scarecrow body hidden, and you just, like, think, oh, like, they're just trying to be, like, scary, and then he would pop out of the leaves, or whatever, you know, like, always something. Oh, God, I want to do that. Scare the crap out of kids. John said we can't do, I wanted to do decorations, but since our apartment's on the back of our building.
Yeah, nobody's going to see them.
Well, yeah, and then I was like, oh, well, we could put signs and, like, the trick-or-treaters can come. And he's like, that's how kids get, like, stolen. And I was like, yeah, that's going to be a little bit sketchy.
Yeah, more than a little.
It's like, it means well,
mm-hmm.
but they're not going to do it.
No.
So, yeah, that didn't work out. But,
also,
yes.
I feel like trick-or-treating has really gone down.
It has. Like, we lived in, I feel like, I bet the 70s and 80s was, like, the height of it.
Yeah.
I feel, and I would say the 90s
early
were 90s, pretty awesome.
Yeah.
So
we've been in Maine for 5 years, and I feel like the 1 year we got a decent number of kids, we probably only got, like, a dozen kids.
Really?
Yeah.
That's sad. I hope there's a lot of kids. When I moved into, like, when I moved up to the Northeast,
mm-hmm.
my first apartment, my neighbors were, like, basically sitting on the porch handing out candy, and, like, it was just whoever walked by. Like, it wasn't ring a doorbell, like, come
yeah.
in. It was just
well, that's
walk
what
by.
My, I mean, so, well, I should say where I grew up. My parents don't live there anymore, but where
mm-hmm.
I grew up, we had a very large driveway, and we'd sit out with in the front yard with, like, a little fire,
mm-hmm.
And bowls of candy, and everybody that walked by could stop and have some, and we would stop and talk, and we just all, as a family, would just sat out there, and whatnot, and so all the adults would sit out there.
That's cute.
And so we did that, and, like, we can't do that where we are now, because it would just, a bit,
yeah.
on our road, there's, nobody's coming up our road, first of all.
You could put, like, a big sign, candy this way.
That's just
That's
as sketchy.
I should really not be making any of these signs.
No. You should just stop talking about signs altogether.
Oh, God, yeah. I'm really not that creepy in real life, I swear.
She's lying.
Yeah, that's what John would say. For sure. Then he'd say something about, like, me being racist or whatever he likes to make people believe.
Yep, absolutely.
Just gonna, like, slowly ruin my good name. It's not that good, but
anyway. Anyway,
we could wrap up.
Okay.
Wrap up. That's, like, my favorite phrase. Yes.
Okay. Well, thanks, everybody, for listening. If you have any questions, comments, anything you want us to talk about, anything you want to share with us, you can email us at...
workweekwrapup@gmail.com.
Or you can tweet us...
@workweekwrap_up.
Also, we would appreciate if people subscribed and more specifically rated our podcast in Apple Podcasts and Google Play, because ratings help more people find us. I keep forgetting to tell you, the site that hosts this podcast
mm-hmm.
shows me how many people download it,
mm-hmm.
but if you stream it, it doesn't count.
Oh, good to know. So download it,
yeah.
not
so
stream it.
Download it to your phone or your computer first,
yes.
then listen to it.
Yes.
So that
good
we have
call.
a better idea of who listens.
Yeah, and then we can, like,
or
stop
how
talking
many,
about
how
other
many
things.
People listen.
Yeah, and if you don't like one thing, we'll talk about something else.
Just email us or tweet us and tell us what you want us to talk about.
For sure. We can be super interesting on all kinds of subjects. Well, I guess I shall end the day with my good advice.
Okay.
So, don't worry if someone's down. Some people just need a high five in the face with a fucking chair.
Bye.
Bye!